7XS, your feel-good station on the West Coast. You've got Skurvo for brekkie. And I've noticed a lot of friends on Facebook have reported snake sightings and also in the papers in the last month as well. I'm curious to know as why there have been so many, and these are pretty big ones as well. To tell us all about it, give me the heebie-jeebies when I read them too, I'm joined by Scott from Northwest Snake Catchers. Good morning to you, Scott. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries at all, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good indeed. But don't like seeing these big snakes. They're huge, some of these snakes that have been posted up on Facebook.
Yeah, we've been getting quite a few big ones in some great condition. You know, we are getting into the busy time of year, so there is a lot of snakes out and about at the moment.
Yeah, I have noticed that. It's curious because we haven't had consistently hot weather, and why are they so big, and why still we're getting these common sightings in people's backyards?
Yeah, well, the size of the snakes, yeah, they've been in great condition this year, and I guess, you know, when we sort of got into spring and the snakes just sort of coming out of their semi-hibernation, it was, you know, it was quite dry, and we wasn't sure how the summer was going to outlook for them. But being that, you know, at the start of summer, we had quite a wet start to the summer, so a lot of the snake waterholes and their ecosystems were flourishing with water, which in turn, you know, it is a great ecosystem that carries on for their food sources. So, you know, snakes haven't had a drama in getting water and food. So the majority of the specimens we've been coming across have been in great, solid condition.
Okay, so just give us some tips on if somebody spots a snake in their own backyard or place of business or whatever, what are the things you should not do?
Definitely not try catch it yourself, even a business, you know, you've got to be a licensed catcher. Keep your distance, keep a safe distance. Like, the snake isn't going to chase you. But, you know, it's okay to watch a snake from a respectful distance, but it's a good idea to let everyone know, either in the house, in the workplace, that there's been a snake sighting. If it happens to be at home, it's a great idea to get the pets and the kids inside. And if you can, let the neighbours know as well so they can get their pets and children inside as well. And most importantly, keep your eyes on the snake. It's so much easier for us and our handlers when we turn up to a place to if someone's keeping an eye on it.
Yep, that's true. I've heard the saying many times that snakes are more scared of us than we are of them. Is that necessarily true?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, we go to a lot of jobs where that saying sort of, you know, isn't put to the word, where they are, because a majority of people are quite scared of snakes. But, yeah, it is true. The snakes are a lot more scared of us. Hence, you know, they do their best to get away from it. The majority of time when a snake realises that you've seen it, they're just trying to get out of there.
So, sure. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing for us people who, like myself, who are heavy-footed, because they can hear me from a mile away and have plenty of time to run away.
Yeah, so, and that's the thing. Like, it's probably one of the biggest things is obviously snakes are, you know, they like to hang around structures and they like to be able to hide as well. So, you know, for the household, having a clutter-free yard, well-maintained garden is definitely going to assist you in seeing a snake if you get one, but obviously avoiding snakes coming to your place too.
If people need to know further information about snake sightings and snakes in general, is there a website that people can go to look up?
Well, they can jump on our page on Facebook, Northwest Snake Catchers, and they can give us a call. We're happy to give any advice over the phone, any information by message as well. Actually, we are doing a a training course, hopefully in autumn. And we would love anyone that is interested, that is in the West Coast area, to get hold of us, because, yeah, we are lacking handlers down your way. So it would be nice to have a couple of people a bit closer to be able to respond to some calls.
Yeah, that's for sure. And particularly as we live in sort of remote bush areas, the snakes are probably quite common, so it would be a good thing.
That's right. Yeah. It'd be excellent.
So, you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah, mate. Yep, Northwest Snake Catchers. You can feel free to get hold of us anytime, any questions, anything. We'll be happy to help.
Excellent. Scott, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
No worries at all, mate.
Okay. Scott there from Northwest Snake Catchers. There you go. There's some information that you need. 7XS, your feel-good station. You've got Scurvo for breakfast.